Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two of Let's Talk Hookup coming to you live from Mazatlan, Mexico at the beautiful El Cid Resort Hotel and Marina. Pete and the gang down there having a great time filling us in on everything that is Mazatlan and Mexico in general. It's a great show. If you didn't catch the first hour, we're talking all kinds of fun, talking fishing, and a great destination to go do it in. Hey, we're having a great time and talking all kinds of fishing here, and we would love to have you be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to join us for this great second hour, there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. Or try us toll-free. Our toll-free number is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only talking all kinds of great fishing in Mazatlan, we're talking great fishing at home. And it's time for our catch report this morning. We're going to find out what's biting out there. Catch report today was sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end your connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip to help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. If you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. Get it selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. Starting us off with that great FishDope.com report, we got the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete, and distinguished guest there. Well, with Mother Nature shutting down the wind machine, we've had some much better weather here, thank goodness. It's been a little easier to get out there and take advantage of some of these improving conditions. So let's take a little look here. Offshore, 3 to 4 weeks ago, we had a good show on that above-the-border bluefin, but the wind blew, the water rolled, the fish went deep and went MIA. But I think they're still around, guys, in that semi-circle of water from the 182 to the 43 down to San Clemente Basin buoy. It's looking good on the charts. It shows some good promise. I think with better weather, I wouldn't be a bit surprised that somebody scrounged up a few fish in there. And then on the outside there, this plane saw a little bit of fish on some of the outside banks there. So it's looking good, and I think soon coming on that bluefin again. San Clemente Island, still very good yellowtail fishing over there, a little bit more bigger grade fish moving in, which makes it more interesting. The better area sounds like it's to the east there in the cove proper, China Ridge, out the Desperation Reef there. Some on jigs, but seems like they're biting those baits a little bit better. You know, fly line sardines is working pretty good this week here, but fish heavy gear, guys, and pull hard, man. There's the loss rate is very high. There's bigger fish, bad bottom, and way too many seals over there. You got to pull hard. Then Santa Barbara Island there, a little bit better weather again, getting a little bit more interest up there. Lots of yellows there, virtually no traffic whatsoever. And remember, guys, it's in the cow cod zone. No cods if you're outside 20 fathoms at all. Santa Catalina Island, best year in a really long time. Probably the best, I would say, since the big El Nino of 97, 98. There's just lots and lots of yellows at that island. There's also lots of seals. Situation's hideous there also, but yellows are all over the island. You can just kind of really pick a spot there, front side west, back side west, back middle. Farnsworth is rebiting all over the east end there. There's volume of fish around there, but heavy gear, fly line of sardines, slow troll of mackerel, and pull hard. And then there's those sea bass. Now, there's definitely some around, guys, and there's probably a little more around than you might think, but there's been no effort. Everybody's fishing those yellows. Everybody's going for the sure bet, but very little effort for the real deal. There is a little bit more signal of squid at Catalina. It's tough, but there's enough. You guys work hard at it. You can catch a little bit of bait. But sea bass have been caught at all three of our local islands here, including some very big ones here recently. So with big fish and nice weather, I think it's time to go fishing, guys.
I couldn't agree with you more. Sounds like certainly quite a bit going on right now, Mark. And, you know, I mean, that's the beauty of this time of year. As things start to get going, we get some solid water conditions. And, You know, and that's what that's basically what leads into that good fishing. And the best way to keep in track with those conditions as they change is that fishdope.com. And I know that you report to Danny and the guys all the time what you hear, what you're out there. And if a guy wants to save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com, there's a new code. So when you're punching out at fishdope.com, if you're going to get your new membership going, if you type in the promo code, Hook Up Now. Again, all lowercase, no space. Hook Up Now. Going to save you $20 on that new membership to thegreatfishdope.com. And, Mark, if somebody wants to come find you, get more information, all the great stuff going on at Pacific Edge, and get the best bait tanks in the business, how do we find you?
Rick, you are in a corner of Bolsa Chica at Edinger in Huntington Beach. Phone numbers are 814-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, Pete, I know you're down there having a great time. I was listening to you, and listen, crack one of those ice Pacificos for me, will you?
Real soon, it's going to happen for sure. Indeed, we've got another great day of another. Ken Frankie is just, and the staff have done an amazing job of keeping us very busy, very well fed, and very happy down here.
That sounds great, buddy, man. I can just see you guys sitting down there in the sun having a great time. Sounds like fun, and appreciate all the hard work.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Talk to you next week.
All right. With that, we're going to head over to San Diego, over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our good buddy, Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there at C4?
Good morning. Well, fishing's back to usual after a little bit of weather. The San Diego actually had a little bit of a down day yesterday, only 26 yellowtail. But the day before that, 105 yellowtail. The day before that, they had 62. The day before that, 69. So about what we've seen. So you're going to have a little off day there every once in a while. But very good yellowtail fishing on the three-quarter days. Half day, still a lot of good bottom fishing. Rockfish, reds, a little bit of whitefish in there. Starting to see some calico bass pop up here and there. About what we've been seeing for a while here. The twilight boats are out there running. They're catching rockfish also. Weather's definitely cleaned up from last weekend. A little bit of that May gray starting to roll in there. But still good fishing, great weather. The day and a half are out this weekend. Hopefully we get a good report back from them. So about what we've been seeing, solid fishing all around, some nice weather. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for everything, half day, three-quarter day, twilight, those day and a half. Some of those boats have their longer trips later in the summer, up to 2 days, 3 days, and the like. You can see all of that up there. You can make reservations online. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. And it just keeps staying good. This has been an incredible three-quarter day year. The half day's been solid, and it looks only get better from here.
Steady fishing. We got good weather on the horizon. We had a great time with Captain Ryan Boston in the studio here last week. He did a great job talking all about all the great stuff going on at Seaforth. And, man, I just can't believe how consistent that fishing has been. Marcos, one more time, give us the phone number if somebody wants to get in on all the great stuff going on there at Seaforth.
Absolutely. Like you said, definitely consistent. I mean, we only catch 40 yellowtail. I'm like, oh, that was a down.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So good fishing all around there. Give us a call, 619-224-3383. It can help you make reservations, find a trip for you. You can go online, seaforthlanding.com, and do the same thing up there.
Great job, Marcos. Appreciate you keeping us up to date. We'll look forward to hearing another great report next Saturday.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, Marcos, thanks a lot. That's, again, going to wrap up our catch report today. Sponsored in part by Job Site Supply, specializing in the mechanical, electrical, and plumbing trades. Unistrut is the original metal framing system featuring the unique weldless connection. Unistrut metal framing it helps you save time and money. It's a great alternative to conventional support methods. Come see the largest selection of Unistrut at Job Site Supply. Check jobsitesupplyco.com for more details. And Pete, phones are packed up. I know everybody's excited to talk to you, and you got a lot of great stuff going on down there, Mazalon.
We have a brand new lineup of guests here for our second hour here, Ken.
Yes, we do. We have some very, very interesting folks to talk with us. We have Randa Coniglio, the Vice President of Port of San Diego, who deals with maritime operations. We have the Police Chief from the Port of San Diego, Mark Stainbrook. And we've been honored to have the Secretary of Tourism, Frank Cordova, has joined us as well.
Yeah, good morning. It's great to have you, Frank. Terrific to be here. And you're the Secretary of Tourism for all of Sinaloa?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Good morning to you and all your staff. Thank you for coming down to Mazatlan. We got ordered up some good weather for you.
Isn't it like this all the time?
It's a special day.
Okay, extra special weather.
Special weather, that's right.
I tell you, I've said it over and over again. I am so impressed with Mazatlan.
Thank you.
From all aspects. As you know, I've talked about it. I love Mexico. I love the Mexican people. I love the Mexican fishery, the opportunities we have here to go fishing. But I'm going to tell you, there's something. You have something special going on here in Mazatlan.
You know, I think it's one of the greatest secrets. It's one of the certainly one of the best kept secrets. You can fish in the day, in the morning. You can get up in the morning and go bass fishing. Fish until noon, come back, eat lunch, and then go out and catch marlin in the afternoon.
How about that, huh?
Yeah. You know, we've got some of the best bass lakes within a half an hour from Mazatlan.
Unbelievable.
And we've got the best, you know, fishing in the world here in the Sea of Cortez.
Yeah.
And so you can do, like I said, you can come down for a week, do 2-3 days on our wonderful lakes, and then go out and do 2-3 days in the ocean and just catch just about anything that you want to catch.
How fun.
It is.
And it's the amazing, we talked about it, Mazatlan is still very, very reasonable.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the prices here would blow your mind.
We're about a third of the price of anything that you'd buy in Cabo.
Yeah.
You know, that'll give people an idea of what we're talking about, including hotel rooms, including our meals. And you know, I like to tell people that, you know, if you've got enough money, you can make a Cancun, you can make a Los Cabos. But you need 500 years of history, culture, just living to make a Mazatlan.
Yeah.
You know, if you really want to feel Mexico, you have to come to Mazatlan.
And an example of that was the restaurant we went to for breakfast yesterday, El Quilite.
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 That's correct.
And it's in the town of
El Quilite.
El Quilite is the town. It's the actual town.
Yes,
El Quilite, right?
That's
but
correct,
the restaurant is El Mesón.
El Mesón
Los
Laureanos.
Laureanos.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. You say it a little better than that.
Yeah.
I don't want Kenya to get mad at me again for mispronunciation, right?
So, ain't that a beautiful place?
It's unbelievable, and the owner of the restaurant is what a character he is, man.
Yeah, Marcos is good.
And the food, unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, that was a great experience. In fact, when Ken said, we're going to travel a half an hour to go have breakfast. Like, what? We can't have breakfast like 5 minutes away here? What's the deal? Believe me, guys, it's worth the trip, right? Everybody is shaking their heads.
You know, I go about once a month to El Quilite to eat breakfast, but I hold out for 2 days.
You know? Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Before I'll eat there. It's
but it's and an example of that, like we said, yesterday was Labor Day, a big holiday here in Mexico. The restaurant was packed.
Yeah.
We were the only gringos in the restaurant. Everybody else in there was Mexicanos.
Well, they know what where the good food is.
Yeah. 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 And the town.
That's right.
Very, very, very clean, very quaint, some beautiful shops. So if you do come to Mazatlan, make sure you make the trip to El Quilite.
That's correct. And, you know, it's amazing how people can be proud of their community.
Yeah.
And everybody can do their part. If you show up in El Quilite at 6-7 o'clock in the morning, you'll see a whole bunch of people out sweeping the streets, you know, cleaning up the place, making it look good for the tourists. And beautiful little community. And getting there, it's nice too. You know, you're catching us at a bad time in green wise because it's a little dry right now. You know, we're in our rains haven't started
the
yet.
End of the dry season.
That's correct.
Yes.
But it's still a beautiful drive.
Yeah, and the bass fishing in the lakes because the lakes
are
low.
Yeah.
It's really good, right?
You know, you're pulling me away from fishing, man.
I know. You were telling me, like, you caught some. How big was you had a day the other day on Lake El Salto?
Yeah, I had a terrible day. I only caught 39 bass.
39 bass.
Yeah,
and these are big. These are not little bass.
Yeah.
These are monsters.
Well, they're, you know, 5, 6, 7 pounders.
Yeah, oh, just little ones.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, multiples, right? And then you have the chance to catch a 12, 14 pounder.
Sometimes
right?
You get them, you know?
Yeah.
I lost one about a month ago. It must have been real big. I mean, I just couldn't get him in.
Yeah.
I fought him for 10 minutes, and he did what he wanted with me.
Bernardino, the Secretary of Fisheries, who's standing here, too, showed me a picture of one he caught. I mean, the thing has to be 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got El Salto. We've got another lake real close as well, Picachos, which is strictly catch and release. That's coming along really nice.
Yeah.
There you can catch 3, 4, 5 pounders because it's a young lake, but you'll catch 100 of them, you know.
Yeah.
The good part is, you know, we had a hard time convincing the local people that catch and release is the way to go. They just didn't, for at first, didn't, they couldn't make the connection between releasing a fish that you caught, right? You know, it's sort of a survival issue, you know.
Sure.
In the old days, you fished to eat. Well, right. once they caught on that it was good business to release the species, they really protect it now, you know. They've even taught them when you catch a bottom fish, he won't go back down because he's bloated. They even know now how to take the oxygen out of their lungs
to release them, so that they make sure they go down.
And so it's getting good. I'm very proud of what we're doing in our fishing industry. We monitor our lakes well. We have 12 lakes. They're wonderful, wonderful lakes. Very low pressure. I'm talking about a lake that's maybe 50,000 acres, and maybe gets 5 or 6 fishermen.
Wow.
In a week.
Yeah, a giant lake, San Picacho.
Yes.
Half an hour from here, 45 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Half hour.
Basically, El Salto's kind of been the place that everybody hears about. There's several resorts there that you can go fishing and stay
right
on the lake.
Yep.
But Picacho, for your combination trip, like you were talking about earlier, is perfect because you're half an hour from Mazatlan. You come down, and you can arrange all of that, right, Geronimo? Both sides.
Geronimo is good. He's dedicated his life to the fishing in Mazatlan.
Yeah.
He can tell you a lot of good stories about what's been caught both in the lakes and out in the ocean. And to be truthful, these guys are the best in town.
Yeah.
They're good.
Randa, what do you think of this place, Mazatlan?
I love it.
Do you? It's pretty. You coming back?
I'm a believer.
You're a believer. Okay. It's time for the Let's Talk Hookup Confessional.
All right.
It's not Sunday.
All right.
But it's time for the confessional, and Randa's going to start with the confessional here.
All right. Not my proudest moment, but I'll share. So you were there. You heard it in the meeting with the Secretary of Tourism and the Mayor of Mazatlan and several other local officials. Everyone was sharing, and they began to go around the room and talk about the misperceptions about Mazatlan and Mexico in general among U.S. citizens, propagated in some instances by the media. So these comments were consistent and went on for quite a while, and I began to feel very, very embarrassed. And by the time it came my turn to speak, I had to say, I confess. I'm guilty. I was more than a little apprehensive about coming on this trip.
You were scared to come down here.
I was scared.
Yeah.
So Ken Franke helped me through that. I talked to him one night about how frightened I was of coming on the trip, and he said to me, Randa, when we get down there, you're going to look back on this conversation, and you're going to laugh, and you're going to be embarrassed that we even had this talk. And he showed me some pictures, and I agreed to come along. But I have to tell you, my experience has been amazing. This place is beautiful, absolutely beautiful. There's so much to do here, and the people are just awesome. Every worker in every restaurant, in every hotel, all the way down to the customs people at the airport, just make you feel welcome. They're very warm, just wonderful, wonderful people. I'll absolutely be back. And I'll bring my whole family.
And are you into fishing at all? Or
not at all.
So what are your highlights?
The downtown area, the more historic area of Mazatlan, where we went, where we've been a few times, it just almost feels like you're in Mexico, I guess, but like you're in Europe or some, you know, it's very, very, I think the culture is very deep. It's beautiful. There's so many people out and enjoying the evening. The boardwalk is wonderful. Just rollerbladers and people walking and jogging and pushing strollers up and down 6 miles of boardwalk. Absolutely beautiful. The beaches are lovely. We visited several, that restaurant in El
Quilite.
That was really fun. Beautiful little town. There's a lot of diversity in terms of really modern, really plush hotels like the Emerald Bay a hotel that we toured one day. And then the really cute, historic little houses in El Calipe with the little cactuses growing off the roof.
Off the roof, yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah, so there's just a real variety. It's a beautiful place.
All right, Frank, can we forgive her?
Yeah, Rhonda, you're forgiven.
drink 5 Pacificos and sin no more.
Very good. Excellent. That's fantastic. Hey, and we've got him right here on this.
Yeah, you're ready to go.
Get out of it. Mark Stanbrook, who's the head of the Harbor Police. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Pete.
We appreciate all that you do for anglers in the San Diego Bay and keeping an eye on things. And is it the same since Ken Franke left? Is it, or
he'll tell you it's not.
Yeah. But anyway, you're the head of the head of the police department here for the harbor, right?
Right. I'm the acting chief of police for the San Diego Harbor Police, and I've been kind of wondering what I was doing on this trip since I'm a terrible fisherman, as my son will tell you. And
he came to protect me.
Right. I came to protect Randa and kind of look at the security situation here in Mazatlan.
And you approve?
Absolutely. You know, it's unfortunate when I was preparing to come down and telling my friends that I was coming to Mazatlan, quite a number of people said, well, be careful, Mark. It's dangerous. Mexico's dangerous. And so I went into it with the skeptical mind of a police officer, of course. And I really just wanted to answer one question for myself. And does it feel safe? Do the people feel safe coming here? And absolutely, ever since we came through the airport, you know, first of all, you see everything that's going on here. It's there's new buildings, new roads, new businesses opening. And I think for the police, we call it the broken windows theory. If you're going down the street and you see it's clean and there's no graffiti and broken windows and people and families are out walking around, you feel safe. There's lots of police here. And I was talking to Frank earlier about the tourist police. Very capable. They're specifically trained to work with tourists. They speak English, so if you do have an issue, there's somebody to reach out to. But I think all of the citizens in Mazatlan should feel proud of themselves for all that they're doing, all that they're accomplishing. And, you know, I would bring my family here tomorrow and have a great time.
That's saying something, because you've seen some bad neighborhoods.
Couple.
You have. I mean, I don't know how many are aware of this, but we have a true war hero sitting in our presence here, and that is Mark. He's very shy about it, doesn't like talking about it, but a lot of people may remember him as the Sheriff of Baghdad. And he's a colonel in the Marines, a real true hero, and we certainly thank you for all that you did. So
thank you.
You've seen the good and the bad, and you can tell us this is the good, right?
Right. Well, this ain't Baghdad, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Indeed. Rick, let's go ahead and jump into the phone.
You got it. How about we jump into them, and this time we talk to Harry. Harry's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Harry, good morning. Thank you for hanging in there with us.
Buenos dias, all.
Hi,
first
Harry.
And foremost, I want to say I love Mexico, and when I'm not in San Diego, I am in Mexico. I've stayed at the El Cid a half a dozen times or so, and it is truly a great, fantastic hotel. So I envy you guys being there right now. 5 weeks ago, I was fortunate enough to cruise into Mazatlan on Holland America, and I hadn't been in Mazatlan for a few years, and I love the changes. It's just incredible. My question is of Ken. Before I ask the question, I want to tell Ken that I really enjoyed fishing on the Outer Limits with Paul. They were just incredible people to work with. My question is, what is the latest status on the multiple entry visa progress?
Great question. So for everybody, just to get up to speed, if you're within 12 miles of the Mexican coast, you have to have an FMM visitor document. And you can obtain that online, the Mexican Conapesca website, SAC website, they've all got it. The multiple reentry FMM, I actually met with the Commissioner of Immigration with Sharon Cloward about a week and a half ago. I'd call it a work in progress. And there's some legislative things they have to do in their Congress in order to finish the job. But it seems like it is in the pipe. It's going to come down the road. And the Commissioner of Immigration, just an amazing gentleman, and proactive, how can we work to make it easier for visitors to come? So there will be news forthcoming, I'm sure.
Indeed. Well, hey, thanks a lot for the call. Time for a break, Rick.
You got it, man. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to hear more from our great panel of great guests down in Mazatlan. More Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. It is Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com. All right, it's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip. Be sure to get that Power Pro advantage. Want to talk about the properties of the original great Power Pro. The original line, solid. It's a very, very great line for casting as it stays more round than most of the other Spectra lines that are out there on the market. And the beauty of Power Pro, it ties very easily. Excellent connections, an excellent property when fishing around cover like kelp. It's the best kelp cutter line out there. Inexpensive, easy to use, easy to cast, and easy to tie. It's Power Pro. There's nothing like it. Comes in a multitude of different colors, from the green to the vermilion. In red, which I know is Pete's favorite, to the white, which is mine. Hey, if on your next fishing trip, be sure to get that Power Pro advantage. And don't forget the original solid Power Pro line. Check it out at your local tackle store, or for more information, check out powerpro.com.
Good morning, it's Whitney from Mammoth Lakes, California. Come on up, the water's fine, is what the Eastern Tier is touting. And in Mammoth Lakes, it's much more than just the water. This summer, our four lakes will be stocked with almost 16,000 pounds of healthy fighting trout. From fishing and biking to hiking and horseback riding, there's a legendary story waiting for adventurers of all ages in Mammoth Lakes. Start planning your next adventure at visitmammoth.com. That's visitmammoth.com.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3800 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090, again live from the El Cid Resort Hotel and Marina in beautiful Mazatlan, Mexico. Sounds like you guys are just having the greatest of time, and I can't wait to check it out for myself, Pete.
I'm telling you, Rick, you do that. Next time we do this, you're coming down too, and you will absolutely love it. We just had she calls herself an expat, which is a great name. Renee came by, and she was talking about the Smurfs, and I want Frank to tell us a little bit about the Smurfs. And she was just raving. She lives here. She bought a home here, and she's here with some friends, and was talking about what a wonderful place Mazatlan is for a former L.A. resident to live.
Former cop.
Yeah.
Well, they're volunteers. There's 150 of them, roughly. And what they do is every time we have a cruise ship in or we have a major event with Americans or Canadians in, they'll come out dressed in blue shirts, and they'll just help us usher people along. They'll take care of them. They'll talk to them about special points of interest. If they need anything, they're there to help. They hand out maps. They're just wonderful people making our cruise ship people feel at home, feel safe,
yeah,
and get the maximum experience of their trip, you know, which is very important. Tell them where all the good stuff is.
Yeah. Is this something that you developed, Frank, here in Sinaloa?
It's something that we did. We felt the need to have something of this sort because of the perception. You know, the cruise ships started coming back, and people didn't want to get off the boats. And so working with these folks, they came forward and they said, look, we want to volunteer. We want to help. And I'll be truthful with you, Pete, they're our greatest supporters. You know, when somebody talks bad about Mazatlan, boy, these guys come out and they get rough. So don't be better talk bad about Mazatlan.
Yeah, and you know, Renee, I tell you, you sure you want to let this secret out, man? This place is just, she's saying no. But this place is truly an amazing paradise.
Yes.
To not only visit, but also to live and have a second home. And like we say, the values right now here, a third of what other tourist destinations in Mexico.
Yeah, we have about 15,000 American tourists that call Mazatlan home. And about 6,000 Canadians at Comas Atlanta.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
And it's a wonderful community. They're very active. They're very involved in social programs. The truth is that they make Mazatlan a much better community, our expats.
Yeah, fantastic. Frank is on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Yeah, Captain Frank Lopresti's on the line. Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Pete. I just wanted to talk about my trip to El Soldo. I made my first trip in January. I had such fun. We went to Billy Chapman Senior's Lodge. The food was absolutely amazing. The service was amazing. The cleanliness was fantastic. I enjoyed it so much that I leave again. Kathy and I leave again in a week, and this time we're taking 5 passengers from the Royal Polaris with us, and we can't wait to go listening to Frank's recent report there at El Soldo.
Yeah, Frank, I'll tell you what, are you doing the combo trip where you're going to fish Picacho as well as El Salto?
No, just going to fish El Salto.
Okay, all right, well, maybe next time you take me along and we can get in at Picacho, too.
I would like to do that, believe me. I know Brandon's going to Picacho soon, too, but this time we're just going to El Salto because I booked it, like I said, with some of the passengers off the RP, and they only had a limited amount of time.
Frank, and I know that you've raved about that trip many times, and, you know, like you said, something that was a different experience, and I know when you came back, you said the service was second to none and a very unique experience for somebody that maybe hasn't even been a long-time bass fisherman. If you're just a fisherman in general, it's a very unique and very cool experience.
You know, one of the amazing things to me was, I got to tell you, you know, and I don't eat a lot of meat, but you should have seen the ribeye steak they served. It was as good as any I've ever seen in the U.S., and it was cooked by Guillermo Billy Jr. himself. And, I mean, the soups that we had every night, everything. The service couldn't be better. You know, you'd come in, you'd go to your room, and there'd be a knock on the door. Somebody wanted to give you a margarita. It was just unbelievable. And so I highly recommend El Salto and all of that fishing and going down to Mazatlan. So take care, you guys. Talk to you later.
All right, Frank, thanks a lot for the kind
words.
I
know you love good food, Frank, and this place, I'm telling you, next time you come, you need to spend a couple of days, maybe 3, in Mazatlan itself and enjoy some of the amazing sights as well as food here and culture here in Mazatlan. It's really it's almost a crime to drive straight to El Salto and miss out on this. So next time, Frank,
you got to
come down here.
I know.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Sure appreciate that.
All right. Well, hey, Pete, I know the phones are packed up. I know you got a lot of great guests down there. Lots of fun going on here this morning.
Let's go ahead and jump on the phones then, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk this time to Dan? Dan's this morning's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dan. Good morning, and thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're having a great time down there. It sounds like fun. So here's my question. I think you may have already answered this, but do you guys have a resource down there for a package deal like a Rancho Leonero or something like that? Because I'd love to come down in about a week.
Package deals.
Yeah. You know, I'm sure they do. The restaurants, I've seen the concierges. It's interesting. Last night, or actually the night before last, the concierge comes to the room and says, I'm here to provide you all the information for while you're here. And they had, you name it, any kind of package deals as far as sport fishing, going to the lakes, going on tours. And I'm sure Juan Acevedo can probably.
Oh, Juan's talking about hunting, too.
Juan's
Casaderos.
What do you think, Juan?
No, hunting is incredible here. You can make a package that from Mazatlan, you can stay the night here, go for hunting, go back, go to Picachos. There's a lot of things that you can make around if you are those hunting and fishing guys.
Yeah, and calling a company like Richard Castaneda Cast Tours, they have all the packages, and you can call directly to El Cid. They have packages through the Mexican Tourism Department right here.
Exactly, to the Secretary of Tourism. They have a special department there.
Yeah, it's, you know, you get here, if you stay in any major hotel, any tour operator will make a package that suits your needs.
I think that
with our hotels and our airlines, and so anything that he needs, if they want to go fishing in the ocean and then in the lakes, or if they want to go fish one day and go out and see the countryside another day, or if they want to go fishing and then go to our historic downtown, whatever they want to do, we can fix it for them.
Indeed, awesome. Yeah. So I would recommend, if you especially want a fishing package, you call Geronimo or you call Cast Tours.
That's great.
And they'll set you up. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Rick?
All right. How about next up we talk to Kathy, who's caught us from Costa Mesa this morning. Kathy, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to give a shout-out and a heads-up and say hello to Geronimo. I used to help run the Mazatlan Billfish Classic down there, and there is no finer city in all of Mexico than Mazatlan, and there is no finer resort than El Cid.
Hey, how are you, Kathy?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you very much for the complaint. I'm doing fine. I'm here, beautiful day in here in Mazatlan, so we're having a lot of fun.
Good. I'm glad to hear it, and I'm glad to see that we're promoting Mazatlan the way that it should be promoted. That's a wonderful town. I've been going there on and off since I was 17, and I'm way past 17 now. So I find it interesting that nobody's mentioned how great rooster fishing is there.
Yeah, rooster fishing is great. Right now we're just starting the season. You know, usually they start in May, so we're starting to see some of them feeding right on the breaks, right here and close to shore. So we're going to start fishing for them pretty soon.
Yeah, and Robalo, snook too, right? You catch a lot of snook here.
Yeah, right now we're having a lot of Robalo right now, a lot of snooks in the wrecks. We're using the live stream. That's a new thing that a new technique that we're using right now. We're using the downriggers to the wreck. We're fishing those fish on 60, 70 feet. So it's been great. Big fish have been caught.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, that's good news. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate your call this morning. I want to have another question for Frank about Sinaloa and tourism in Sinaloa. I had no idea how big of a part of Mexico's commerce that Sinaloa has plays. And I don't think a lot of our listeners understand that. Can you explain?
Sure. If you'll give me just 1 minute, I'll tell you a little bit about our state. Our state, with 2% of the population and 3% of the land, generates 35% of all the food that is eaten in Mexico.
Wow.
You know, and we've got 120 million people. 50% of all the salads that are eaten in the United States have at least one product from our state.
50% of the salads eaten in the United States have a product from Sinaloa.
That's correct. 80% of all the corn that is eaten in Mexico, and we eat a lot of tortillas.
Yes, indeed. You know,
that comes from our state. No one produces more beef or more tuna or more shrimp in Latin America than we do.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, that perception that, you know, this is the Wild West is very, very erroneous.
Yes.
We're hardworking people. We have 2,400,000 acres under drip irrigation. We feed the world, you know, along with California. If you were to compare a state, compare it to California, what it provides for food and so forth for the United States. We're it,
yeah.
You know. There's a lot of similarities between our economic activities. And
there's the one thing that you have that we don't in California, and that's water.
We have a lot of water.
And that's why these beautiful bass lakes,
yeah.
These giant places like El Salto, Picacho, and such, is what generates. They put the dams up, and they generate the water that irrigates these crops.
Yeah, we have 12 dams, 12 major giant dams. We're building another two dams. We've got 11 major rivers. Still, about half of our water goes into the ocean because we
can't keep it all.
We can't keep it all.
Wow.
We've pretty
send
much,
it up to us. Would you
yeah.
Please?
Yeah. We've pretty much run out of land. We've got very little land left for agriculture. What we're doing now is we're building, and we'll finish this year, a gas duct. From Texas, all the way from Texas, we're bringing gas,
natural gas,
and we hope to industrialize everything that we produce. Right now, we export, most of our exports are raw materials, you know, raw fruits and vegetables and corn and so forth. Well, we hope that in the next decade, we'll become an industrial powerhouse for Mexico because we hope to industrialize most of what we are producing now in the fields.
Wow, fantastic. I was amazed. I sat next to, in our meeting yesterday, a gentleman from the tourism department was telling me that 70% of the wild shrimp in Mexico come from Sinaloa.
Yeah, ma'am, and we're the number one producer in farming shrimp as well.
Wow.
Yeah, we produce, nobody in Latin America produces more shrimp, more tuna than we do, more beef than we do.
Wow, yeah. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, it's a very, very important state.
I had no idea. And yeah. Like you say, it makes up a very small part of Mexico.
That's correct.
Yeah. Rick, let's try and sneak in another call.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Kenny, calling us from Hawaiian Gardens. Kenny, good morning. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, guys. I hear a lot about El Salto, you know, the bass and everything. I was just curious, is there crappie, catfish, bluegill, stuff like that in there?
There are I know tilapia in there. I don't know about
we control the amount of tilapia that is harvested. We want to keep a good bass fish population. You will find it. You'll see. I was there the day before yesterday, and sometimes the water just get black from the number of tilapia that are
really?
In there. Yeah, it's amazing. You just all of a sudden you feel like you're in a black cloud from all these tilapia. But like I said, you know, most people go down there for bass fishing. But I'm sure if you go out at night and you want to catch a 20, 30 pound a catfish, you will.
Oh, it's in there, huh?
I've done it.
20 or 30 pounds?
Oh, yeah. I've done it.
Yeah, you have pictures. You're going to prove
it.
Yeah.
I can show you here.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Juan, we're running out of time, but I want to talk about this amazing tuna that you just brought us here this morning. This is one of your friends that just went out locally here, and that's a big tuna.
Yes, today, this morning, they're arriving from the surrounding Marias Islands. They caught 1,150 kilos
so 100 pounders.
And also, they lost a big, huge animals. They told me a few minutes ago, as the bat company boat that is now an American owner, a Mexican owner that who lives here in Mazatlan.
Yeah.
And they go frequently to fish around the islands 11 miles out inside a little bit. And it's a blast, you know, for fishing there. You can find also marlin and saltfish. But we go just for tuna because, you know, fight a big cow that we call here over 100 kilos, 200 something pounds is 4 hours fighting, you know.
Yeah, and Frank, I want to compliment you. I don't know whether Juan works for you, but this guy is amazing. I mean, he has shown us such a great time here, and I want to thank you, Juan, for all the hospitality that you've shown our group here. You've just been a fantastic tour operator, and just the whole place here has just been such an impression that you gave me. Oh, that's okay. That's where the fillet came from. He's showing me a picture of the tuna. That's a good one, huh, Ken?
That's a good one.
Yeah. But thank you for all your hospitality and all the hospitality you're showing our group and all the and to demonstrate the hospitality of Sinaloa and Mazatlan.
As I told you yesterday, we love Americans. We love Canadians because we share so many things during so many years that we are almost the same.
Yes, it, indeed you are, for sure. Hey, I know you guys can have some parting shots here you want to talk about.
Yeah, I do. First, I want to say to Frank, thank you very much. When we came here the first time with this idea and toured the town, Frank's literally set aside his schedule and invited us to come spend a day with him. And that was really instrumental in this happening. Juan Acevedo, he's the president of the Sinaloa Sport Fishing Association. We're honored to have him as part of SAC. The Hotel El Cid and also the marina here, as well as the Emerald Bay Marina, we're honored to have them in SAC now. So, people, if you want to come visit Mazatlan, you can go to our website at californiasportfishing.org, find out exactly where to go, who to talk to. You've heard it here today. We highly recommend it, and it's just here for the waiting.
You bet. Mark, any parting shots?
Well, we have to change this perception that there's problems in Mexico and especially Mazatlan. And like I said, I'd bring my family here tomorrow. It's beautiful. The people have been great. And the question I hear the most is, what can we do for you? How can we help you? And beautiful town, beautiful people.
Yeah, great. And Rena?
I'm just really grateful to have been invited on this trip. Everybody's wonderful, and I can't wait to come back.
Yeah, indeed. And our good buddy Geronimo, if somebody wants to come fishing down here,
just give us a call, and we're ready.
Yeah, okay. What's going to happen here? We're heading into summertime. Gets a little hotter, but the fishing gets hotter too, right?
The fishing and the big blues are coming down pretty soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And so you big blue marlin, sailfish.
A lot of Dorado.
Dorado, tuna,
roosterfish.
Robalo.
Robalo, espargos, all kinds of fish. Like
everything.
Yes.
Yeah, and you'll have facilities here right at El Cid. So literally the El Cid Marina Hotel that's hosting us here is on the marina. You walk out the front door of your beautiful hotel room, oceanfront hotel room, and you walk onto the boat and go fishing.
As easy as that.
Yeah, as easy. And as you can hear, Geronimo is really friendly and very, very inviting. So the message is bring your reels. You'll set them up with the rods, or just bring nothing and just go fishing.
And just go fishing.
Okay, very good. All right. Rick, we'll turn it back over to you and then wrap things up.
Speaking my language, Pete, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky angler's going fishing on a three-quarter day trip aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Same rig.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. As an angler, sun protection is a must, but most sunscreens are greasy, sting your eyes, and contaminate your gear. Sol SunGuard's Blue Water formula has been a pro angler's secret. Imagine a pharmaceutical-grade sunscreen that cannot come off until you wash it off. A sunscreen that's hydrophobic. It actually repels water. And most important, it won't sting your eyes or scent your gear. Here in Southern California, nothing beats the protection of Sol SunGuard Blue Water. Available at better tackle stores and at SolSunGuard.com.
If you're into the water, I mean getting out and going fishing, diving, surfing, shark diving, or kayaking, you need to check out the Islander at islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. In addition, the Islander offers kayak mothership trips, spearfishing trips, and more. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. You won't find a more knowledgeable or well-rounded team than Captain Shane Slaughter, John Conniff, and crew. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Hey, Seaguar fans, the wait is over for premium quality pink fluorocarbon leader material. Seaguar Pink Label is made from the same proprietary process and exclusive Seaguar resins you trust. Seaguar Pink Label is soft and supple, yet provides superior knot and tensile strength. In fact, it has 30% better knot strength than competitive fluoro lines. A portion of the proceeds from the sale of Pink Label will be donated to the National Breast Cancer Foundation, Inc. Get Seaguar Pink Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. To learn more, visit Seaguar.com.
XSPRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Padres.
Oh my gosh, this club is playing fantastic baseball.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, a big congratulations. The winner of that three-quarter day trip out of C4 Sport Fishing on that great San Diego is going to Paul in Temecula. Paul is hanging on with us to the very end there. Didn't quite make it on the air, but you got rewarded with a rad trip. Pete, sounds like you guys just had an awesome time. Everything sounds so inviting and so cool. I can't wait to check it out for myself, and I wish you guys continued success on the rest of the trip there.
Indeed. I might add that Paul is going fishing on the San Diego, which will be fishing in Mexican waters at the Coronado Islands, and we're sure appreciative of the Mexican people for sharing their great fishery with us, both at home and down here in Mazatlan. It's just been an incredible thing. Big, big thank you to Ken Frankie and Elena and Kenya for putting this all together. You guys did a fantastic job. A huge thank you to our buddy Rick Cutler from RC Productions and his wife Shannon for joining us here. Rick, you're amazing, and we sure appreciate the great work that you did. To you, Rick, for being in the studio there, Ryan on the phones, and Adam, of course, on the board there at the Mighty 1090. Thank you. And Ken, of course, Frank, and all the people, Juan, and everybody here in Mazatlan. It's been such a great experience. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Pete.
All right. Appreciate that very much. And we're going to hand it back to you, Ricky, and wrap things up. And you have a great show tomorrow. And I'll be actually back finally in the studio next Saturday with you. But we're going to start enjoying some of Mazatlan. No, continue to enjoy some of Mazatlan's great things that we have here. We're getting ready to eat some fresh sashimi, and then we're going on the boat, and we're going to go for a harbor cruise, and I'll bet we're going to eat some more tonight too. We're going to another amazing restaurant.
And darn!
And yeah, don't the beers are cracking right now. Here they go.
Hey, don't forget to crack one of those Pacificos for me and Ryan. Glad you guys had a great job. We appreciate that. We look forward to you in the studio next week, and we'll look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Another great show coming for you tomorrow morning. Captain John Conniff of the Islanders is going to be joining us. It's going to be a great show. We'll look forward to seeing you then with more Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.